This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's going to be a short episode today. It's been an interesting week. Lots of things going on. I'm actually not at my major client. I'm at Walmart. I'm sitting across from a truck that has a uniform in it. Someone for ROTC. And his last name is Mink. M-I-N-K. Just a little tidbit. Anyways, I am going to turn on the air conditioning because it's a little warm today. But first thing I should tell you is that I am under the weather. I made a mistake. Jesus told me not to make this mistake. I made it anyways, and now I'm paying for it. One of these days, I'm going to actually learn to listen all the time, except just some of the time. I was in Walmart last night, picking something up. What was I picking up? I can't remember. And as I'm checking out, I think, oh, I need some nuts. Well, normally I get some cashews because peanuts are a little odd in my system, so normally get some cashews. Couldn't find the cashews. There was a bag of peanuts. So I'm getting ready to check out. I just pretty much decide that I'm going to check out. And there's a bag of peanuts there. And so I run back. And I grab a bag of peanuts. Put all my stuff down. I know what I was getting. I was getting some just some gallon Ziploc bags for my wife because she's getting ready for the garage sale that we're participating in tomorrow. More on that in a minute. So I grab these peanuts, which I don't need, that I could have just left alone, but I didn't. Get the peanuts, put them on the conveyor belt, gets up to the checker. The checker coughs into her hands, rings up my peanuts, picks up my peanuts, puts the peanuts out for me to pick up. And I think to myself, you should just throw those peanuts away. You should not eat those peanuts. Or shall I say, Jesus whispered to me, you should just throw those peanuts away. Do I throw the peanuts away? No. I think, oh, it will be okay. I'll just wipe them off on my shirt, and then I'll be able to eat them. So, instead of just throwing them away, which is what I should have done, I wiped them off on my shirt, and I ate them. Now, I probably still would have been okay. But then I really didn't pay attention and keep my hands away from my face until I got home and got my hands washed. Consequently, woke up last night. Lo and behold, I have a tickle in the back of my throat. It's actually been long enough since I've had a cold. I'm sitting there trying to figure out if it's an allergic reaction to the peanuts or an actual cold. After I woke up for the third or fourth time with the tickle in my throat that is now turning into a burning in my sinus cavities and my throat, I conclude, yes, it is in fact a cold. Rats. Just stupid on my part. So, you know, oh, if you could just bottle this feeling, you know, if you could just bottle this feeling and have it available to you all the time, oh, we'd be better, because then we would remember, don't do that. Apologize for blowing my nose, but it is necessary. But of course, we can't bottle that feeling, and so then the next time, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, I'm probably going to do this again, where I will know, shouldn't pick that up, shouldn't eat that, should wash your hands, shouldn't touch your face. but I probably will. I need to start a contest with myself to see how long I can go without getting a cold. Because, you know, if you kept your hands away from your face and you washed your hands a lot and you just paid attention, you probably wouldn't get many colds. And I haven't had a cold for a while. But I have one now. So anyways, such is life. This podcast will be short. And it will just be me rambling. I don't necessarily have a topic today. Because I was feeling tired yesterday. And I think I know why now, because this was setting in on me yesterday evening. And especially last night, when I woke up this morning, I was just like, So I thought, you know what? I've been threatening to do one of these for a while, so methinks I will just ramble today. It has been an interesting week. I think the breastfeeding time cover broke last week, and I didn't say anything about it last week because I didn't think there was much to say, but it just won't go away. Saturday Night Live did a little segment on it that I thought was very funny. I did feel a little bit bad for the young woman and her son in the photo, because she had actually taken another photograph with him that would have not made nearly the kind of impact that the photo that they actually used on the Time magazine cover you made. But of course, that was by design. And my son-in-law actually hadn't heard about it as of Saturday night when I went to see my daughter perform for the second time with Betty and the Baldwin. She did a good job. It was a good show. Lots of fun. And so before the show, we were talking about it, and he was there with some friends, and I said, "So, son-in-law of mine, who is hip and with it and up on all the latest trends, have you heard about the Time magazine cover?" And he said, "No." So I brought it up on my phone, and he looked at it, and he went, "What?" Yeah, I said, "Yeah, buddy, there you go. Something to talk about with your youth." So that was fun. There was another young mother that was sitting on the opposite side of him who had come to see Lizzie perform as well. She was appalled by it. And lots of people have made lots of comments about this is not how you breastfeed, obviously. Everything is staged and posed here for maximum impact, which is true. And other people have said this really sort of obscured the whole issue, which was attachment parenting, and all people are talking about is the cover. They're not really talking about attachment parenting, which is true. It was an interesting diversion this week. The other thing that happened today, of course, is that Donna Summers, Disco Queen, died today. I was just listening on NPR as I was driving over to Walmart to get some cold medication, which is the reason this is going to be short, because I went to Walmart, I wasn't sure how long I was going to be inside, so I didn't get this started and then put it on pause and then have it quit and then have to segment seam two pieces together. So, and thank God that there is traffic on this road today, because there is a policeman that is sitting here watching people coming over the hill, and if there wasn't traffic, I might have a ticket. Because I have a tendency to have a lead foot. Maybe he's not watching for people coming over the hill because he's joining us. But he's not flashing his lights at me, so I don't have a ticket. Anyways, as I was picking up cold medicine, I did have NPR on, and they were talking about the fact that Donna Disco Queen had died today, and they were reviewing her life. I did get tickled at one point, because they were talking to a person who has studied her and known her for a while. And they were talking about the fact that later in life, she felt like she had become a commodity, and so she withdrew and became a Christian and continued to sing, but didn't want to sing all the sexy, hot disco songs, just wanted to sing. Didn't want to dress in all the sexy, hot outfits, just wanted to dress and sing. And when they said that, I thinks to myself, oh, Donna, you didn't become a commodity. You were always a commodity. This is one of the interesting challenges that I hope I'm going to face at some point in my life, but I am prepared to never have to face it. And that is, whenever you get above the ground noise as a creative person or as a performer, there's a whole host of people that come out of the woodwork trying to turn you into a commodity and trying to use you to suck all the oxygen out of the room. At this point, I have taken a very noble stand that I will not allow that to happen to me should I ever be blessed with the advent of those coming to me wanting to turn me into a commodity, but I recognize that I am fallible along with the next person, and if I was in a situation like the author of 50 Shades of Grey, where a publishing company would come and offer me seven figures to write books for them, I would hope that I would say, you know what? I think I would just as soon continue to do my own little thing over here on the side. Because I don't want to be the type of person who is participating in an enterprise that is trying to suck all the oxygen out of the room. By that, I mean, I do not want to employ this engine that exists out there where it's just trying to take you and use you as a commodity to make them as much money as possible. More and more we're hearing about singers. I may have mentioned this on other podcasts. More and more we're hearing about singers who are having problems with their voices, having to have vocal surgery, not the least of which is Adele. And I think one of the reasons that happens is because once you get a commodity like Adele, who can sell out stadiums, you just push them and push them and push them to sell concert after concert after concert. And the human voice just gets to the place that it can't take that. And so, we'll see. Obviously, at this point, no one is beating down my door attempting to turn me into a commodity. And I may go through my entire life never having to be concerned about that. But what I am hoping is that if that ever happens, I will, tongue-in-cheek, respond to them and say with a Jedi wave of my hand, I am not the droid you are looking for. So, anyways, other excitement that is coming up tonight, late, my godson, Charlie McDonald, will be coming to my house and will be spending a few days with us. He's back in Springfield from his great adventure in California. From what I understand, the adventure continues. He's just coming back for a little visit and maybe to do some recording. And so he'll be staying with us for a few days, and I look forward to that. Tomorrow, as well, is the garage sale that my wife and my daughter are putting on. So tonight, I'm going to be helping to haul a bunch of stuff over to my daughter's house. Hopefully not getting it all germy, so that other people catch my cold. I'm going to do my best on that, but it should be an interesting weekend. Not sure how much writing I'm going to get done. I am able to drug myself up and function, and I only have one more chapter to go. I had mentioned last week that my dad was getting admitted to the hospital. I did go down to see him last Thursday night, stayed with him for a little bit, and then I went back in Friday morning and spent a good portion of Friday with him, and then my wife came and took over. And then she stayed with my mom Friday night and Saturday night. I picked her up on Saturday night and spent most of the day with my dad on Saturday until they released him and then made sure that they got home okay. So needless to say, I didn't get much writing done last week. And the story with the latest book is the same this week as it was last week. I still have one chapter to go. This week I was able to get a little bit of work done on it. I'm getting my mail, but not a whole lot. So I'm kind of hoping to get some work done on that this week. Although, unfortunately, between potentially helping out with the garage sale and being sick and having Charles here, I'm just not sure how much we're actually going to get done. We'll see. We'll see. It's interesting because this last chapter is, without giving too much away about the book, for my three listeners who are out there, is a conversation between Satan and Jesus. And I started to write it, but it wasn't turned correctly. Jesus just ended up sounding like a bully. I'm backing into my garage. And so I'm going to move this just a little bit because it's hopped over. That was me moving the recorder, by the way. So I think I know what I need to do to change this. It's very interesting because, wow, there is a little lizard that is sitting on our brick that I thought was a frog for a moment because it was very plump. Maybe it's a mama getting ready to give eggs or something. I don't know. It's very interesting how things turn. My godson actually had sent me a couple of songs. And he sent me one song and he said, so tell me what you think about this. And he said, don't worry about the vocal, but just what do you think about the words? And I said, okay. So I listened to it and I sent back and gave him some critiques and stuff. And he wrote back, he said, wow, that was great. He said, I forget that you're a writer. So he said, tell me what you think of this one. So we're going to talk about that one probably tomorrow since he's not going to be in till late. And I'm probably going to go to bed because I'm sick. But it's so interesting because as you write characters, whether it's in a song or whether it's in a book, there's so many ways to image those characters, and there's so many different ways to bring perspective to them. And there's thousands of ways that it can be done, but really there's only a few ways that it really works. And while I had gotten started on the last chapter, I had it imaged in a way that is not going to work. So, I'm going to have to rewrite some of that, but I think I know where to go on that, so it's going to be fine. But I do need to listen to this song that he sent me so that I can talk intelligently about it tomorrow. I think there may be some things on this second song that we need to talk through like that, because I think he's set it up from a perspective. I just have to talk to him about what perspective do you perceive this song coming from, and does that really work? So creativity is a fascinating thing. And with every creative enterprise, you can work on it and work on it and work on it. And sometime, as a creative person, you've just got to say, that's it, we're done. But where that happens is really up to the creative person. So it's cool. So I'm hoping, maybe, I don't know, we'll have to see how the weekend goes. Maybe. I'll have the rough draft done of Grumpy Old Prophets Book 3, Part 4 this weekend. We'll see. Have a good weekend. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.